The Hartford Courant, established 1764, Hartford, Connecticut. Monday morning, November 15th, 1920. Member of the Associated Press. Price, 3 cents. Page 10. Letters from the People. The Suffragettes. Mrs. Hepburn says picketing did it. To the editor of The Courant, I want to protest against your article on the Connecticut Woman Suffrage Association in the feature section of the Sunday Courant. You blame the Connecticut Woman Suffrage Association for the picketing of the White House and other militant tactics. Your facts are all wrong. The policy of the Connecticut Woman Suffrage Association has always been non-militant, so mild. In fact, that in my opinion, women would not be voting now had their policy been followed by us all. In 1917, I became convinced that the policy of the militant suffragists was the only practical one, and so realigned as president of the Connecticut Woman Suffrage Association and joined the militant group, the Woman's Party. Miss Catherine Ludington was elected president of the Connecticut Women's Suffrage Association in 1917 and has been its president since then, working with infinite patience, industry, and effectiveness. Certainly no one could accuse Miss Ludington of militancy. On part of the militants, I recant your saying that we picketed the White House simply for the sake of publicity. The fact of the case is that we took our disfranchisement as seriously as men have, only that we behaved in a much more orderly way than men have in protesting against disfranchisement. We realized that if we did not adopt vigorous methods, our sons could be drafted to fight for democracy abroad, but we should be denied democracy at home. Would men in our position have behaved as mildly as we did? I doubt it. Remember that our American Revolution was fought for votes for men. Yours very truly, Katherine Houghton Hepburn, November 14th.